Diplomats say that Sudan's president has agreed to pull northern troops out of the disputed Abyei border region before the south secedes on July the 9th, signaling possible progress in talks before the split. Fighting in border states Abyei and southern Kordofan has raised fears of a return to full-blown conflict. The border's exact position has yet to be defined. President Omar Hassan al-Bashir is meeting with South President Salva Kiir in Ethiopia to discuss the disputed region and other unresolved issues. John Ashworth is a justice and peace advocacy officer for the Sudanese bishops. He told us that though the fighting has quieted in Abyei, other areas in southern Kordofan state are seeing increased violence and even ethnic cleansing.
Well, the current situation in Abyei is that it is still controlled by government forces. The people have been displaced. Most of the people have fled south. And aid agencies, including churches, including the Caritas Network, are trying to help the people who've fled into southern Sudan. There are reports of atrocities in the area by Sudanese government forces. But in fact, Abyei has become slightly quiet at the moment because the main focus has shifted to the fighting in other parts of South Kordofan, which are very close to Abyei, but in the Nuba Mountains in particular.
And what is the reason behind this other fighting in the mountains?
Well, the Nuba Mountains, and in fact the rest of South Kordofan, is an area which is in northern Sudan, according to the peace agreement. But the people were supposed to have a popular consultation to decide their form of government within the area. They have not had their popular consultation. They've had elections which have been contested, and fighting has broken out. And the fighting itself is bad enough. Fighting has broken out between government forces and between SPLA forces in the area. But we are getting very disturbing reports that people are being targeted by government forces because of their ethnic identity. So I suppose one would call that ethnic cleansing. This issue of South Kordofan and the Nuba Mountains is an extremely urgent issue. It's not getting the attention it deserves from the international community for whatever reason. We are being told by our people on the ground that ethnic cleansing is taking place. We are being told that Nuba people are being targeted for their ethnicity. We are not getting, we're not being given the exact details which the media would like us to have because our people on the ground fear for their lives. I was talking to somebody just a few minutes ago in the area, and he was saying to me, please don't give any information which can in some way be traced back to us, because he said they're hunting us down as I speak. So, that's the situation. People are being hunted down by government forces. We're not talking about fighting between troops, although that is taking place, and we're not talking about collateral damage to civilians during the fighting. We are talking about Nuba people who are actually citizens of northern Sudan being hunted down, detained, beaten, tortured, and killed by their own government.
President Bashir has agreed to pull his troops out of the area. Do you think that would help the situation?
I would not worry about anything that President Bashir says. I think we have to wait and see whether it actually happens. A very famous elder statesman in South Sudan wrote a book entitled Too Many Agreements Dishonored, in which he demonstrates that virtually every agreement that's ever been made by a Khartoum government with the South has been dishonored. So we tend to wait until we see action before we place any weight on agreements made by Khartoum government.
Now, of course, Bashir is holding talks with Salva Kiir in Ethiopia. What are some of the other issues that are being discussed, other unresolved issues regarding the split between the North and the South?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're discussing, but other issues include oil, because, of course, the South has most of the oil, but the North has the pipelines and refineries. They include border demarcation, because the border has not been agreed. About 85% of it has been agreed, but not all of it. It will include probably citizenship. How will we deal with the fact that we have southerners in the north and northerners in the south? Maybe the debt issue, how the national debt will be shared. Maybe currency issues. There are a whole lot of quite technical things to be agreed when one country is splitting into two.
And how about the Catholic Church? What role does the Catholic Church play in this split? Are they assisting in this process?
Well, the Catholic Church is doing everything it can to bring peace and to work for justice. The Catholic Church, for the time being at least, will remain one bishop's conference covering the two countries. But there will be a separate secretariat in each country to handle the affairs of the national church in that country. So we're, in fact, at the moment I'm standing in the building which is the new secretariat for South Sudan. And we're trying to set up a new Catholic secretariat for the new nation.